Minerva Radio. Less mainstream, more music.
Greetings from me, Mike Brocken, and a very warm welcome to this, our 27th edition of Folk Scene. Not that you needed to know that at all, but since the show moved from the BBC to MinervaRadio.uk, we've been going from strength to strength, so we are here to stay, thanks to Caldi Media, of course. This time out, we have some new releases, some newish-come-old releases, and gig news. So without further ado, let's go to the music. And we'll get it going on the agenda here, with another track from Jen Butterworth's brand new album, which is out now. We played a track from it last time out and really rated quite highly. And it's been self-released, deals with women's experiences in contemporary Britain. And last time we played the opener, which is Jen's brilliant version of Sandy Denny's All Our Days. This next track, penned by Robin Dransfield, actually displays a lot about the imagery of the female in nature, but is on another level, really, evoking a really good deal about women's lives beyond this rather binary symbol, really. So this is Jen Butterworth and Robin Dransfield's Fair Maids of February.
Thank you. don't have the power to choose. So take heed in February, or your fate will be like ours. Oh, we told you. Oh, we told you. So many, many times before. But you didn't believe us, and you'll never believe.
Lovely stuff, lovely stuff. Prominent figure in the Scottish folk scene, Jen Butterworth, from her new album, Hair by Design, and a unique arrangement, lovely bridge in it, lovely bridge in it, a unique arrangement of Robin Dransfield's lovely Fair Maid of February. It's great the way things are being changed around. Ian and I, my producer, were just talking about that. You know, there's no irony here. This is actually taking the lyrics and moving them around a little bit to create a different sort of emphasis. Maybe a little bit away from the old binary, you know, sort of hippie chick from the early 1970s that we've all been stuck with for decades, really. Lovely that, lovely. And actually, I was watching BBC Alba the other day, just briefly before I went out, and there was Jen on the telly, so that's great. She's doing well up there. The mention of Sandy Denny, though, last time out reminded me that we haven't played a Sandy track for quite some time. So let's correct that now with one, I think, one of her finest songs for the short-lived group, folk rock group, Fotheringay. Officially, there was only one album released by Island Records, late June 1970. I bought it after I'd left school. So that dates it, doesn't it? It made the album charts, received great reviews, but wasn't really promoted by the band. They weren't really very interested in getting out there and promoting it. And actually, by October 1970, a gig at the Royal Albert Hall, no less, did them no favours. The group had asked a hitherto unknown to support them, Elton John, and he stole the show. Sandy was also being pressurised to restart her career as a solo artist, and that pressure started to mount. And several tracks were earmarked for the next album, but the album never came to fruition. One of them was this one, Sandy's powerful anti-war song, John the Gun.
As I wander to and fro,
Gaye, sadly missed by this guy. I loved them as a kid. I just thought they were amazing. The brilliant John the Gun, which was never released. It was later released, of course. You can get it in all sorts of formats over the past 20 to 30 years. I think it probably would have been, I think, the opener from the second Fotheringay album, which never happened. Great stuff, though. And that sax at the end is really interesting, you know. But could you imagine, you know, Elton John being on with his band, you know, and just blowing them away at the Albert Hall and people looking around and saying, who's this bloke? It's really good. Although Elton did play, I was saying to my producer, Ian, he did play quite a few gigs on that folk rock circuit late 69 into 1970, just after he'd signed to Dick James Music and they started to promote him. So that's one of the first breakthrough gigs, actually, the one that ruined Fotheringay. And the other one was at the Troubadour in Los Angeles, wasn't it, when he went over there and blew everybody away at the Troubadour. I wish it had been at both, really. Never mind. Okay, moving on. Let's give you a reminder of the great gigs on offer this spring from Soundbox Promotions here in Chester, where we're recording this edition of Folk Scene. For MinervaRadio.uk. First, let me take you up to April. Now, we've been through these before, but if you've missed the previous programme, I really did. You could hear the paper there rattling. I've got it. Just a list of gigs coming up. They're just amazing. And coming up on the rails, actually March the 5th, and in a few days' time from this broadcast, as we've mentioned before, Jim Causley and Miranda Sykes are playing at St Mary's Creative Space on March the 5th. Two of the UK's most iconic voices, you'd probably say. And they're touring a brand new album. It's called The Last of the Singers. And it's a collection of traditional stuff with a few self-penned items in there as well. I recommend that. We're going to that one. So you'll see me there. And that's the usual place if you want. WeGotTickets.com/event. And then you'll find the event there. Jim Causley, Miranda Sykes. The following week, March the 13th, Chris Draver and Chris Stout are playing, same venue, coming down from the Scottish scene. Draver and Stout, really, really great voices at the moment, and they're very, very interesting. Chris is a guitarist, of course, and he founded the trio Lau. We must play some Lau stuff. I don't think we've played any here on Minerva. I used to play a lot of Lau on Radio Merseyside, and Chris Stout is a great fiddle player, just brilliant, brilliant. So they're playing alongside... following the Jim Causley and Miranda Sykes gig on the 5th, they're playing on the 13th at Soundbox. And that's also at St Mary's. And again, get onto the WeGotTickets.com/event site. Going into April is an act I don't know, Jackson Williamson's band, really interesting, Americana. So we've got that kind of crossover here, which we cross over in folk scene, don't we, quite a lot into American music. And we've got one of the artists turning up in Chester on April the 5th, and Williams and his band. Really interesting. I think they're coming over maybe to, they're coming in the area to record possibly a live album, I think. I'm not quite sure. But again, you can find out information from the Soundbox sort of little forum there on WeGotTickets.com. And then April the 11th, as we've mentioned previously, Visions of Albion are coming back. They're making a return to the venue because they went down very well last year. I was at that one. Liverpool band, or Liverpool-based bands, Samantha Shields and Daniel Ryan, and various different people alongside with them. Really good stuff. Mixture of root stuff, electric folk, traditional stuff, and some very good original material. And they're playing St Mary's on April the 11th. That's Visions of Albion. So WeGotTickets.com is the place to go for a lot of this sort of material. It sounds great to me. I'll probably try and get to all of them if I possibly can, should I be in Chester on every one of those dates. I'll certainly be there for the Causley and Sykes gig to start us all off. Tickets can be booked online. But also, don't forget, you can get onto Soundbox's own website. And if you do that, I don't think the fees count, you know, the booking fees. So anyway, that's just my speculation. We've got Leverett coming up in May, so let's give Leverett a spin. This is Leverett, Rain on the Woodpile, and Terminus. Thank you. Lovely stuff, lovely stuff. That's Leverett, and we have Leverett in May in Chester. And that's Rain on the Woodpile and Terminus from their Inventions album, which was out in about 12 months, I think, before lockdown, 2017-18. Big selling album for them, that. And they're great to see. Really, really good band. Andy Cutting, of course, Sam Sweeney, Rob Harbron, all regarded as exceptional performers in their own right as well. So, you know, to see them joined together is great. Very classy outfit. May the 11th, fantastic St. Mary's Creative Space, wonderful venue. WeGotTickets.com. And it's actually event 644220 if you wanted to get into that. But you'll see, if you just tap in Leverett on WeGotTickets.com and Chester, you'll find that you're in the right place. Really interesting stuff, that. And if you go on to, as we did last time, just to remind you from our previous show, as we go into May the 17th, John Wilkes is on. He's actually on at St. Mary's in Hanbridge, prominent finger-picking guitarist. Does some great traditional English folk songs and broadside ballads with his guitar. Very, very interesting stuff. Recorded several albums over the last few years, actually. Very, very complimentary remarks made by Martin Simpson about John Wilkes. Really, really interesting. Good endorsement. May the 30th, and of course we've mentioned this a couple of weeks ago now, one of my favourite Scottish, well, he's not Scottish, I think he's Irish originally and was then brought up in Yorkshire. Anyway, he's in a really, really interesting, his brother's band, Dallahan Scottish band, and that's Jack Badcock. Fantastic. And he's on May the 30th in St. Mary's Creative Space in Chester as well. It's great stuff. Great stuff. What a great set of lineups there we've got. Fabulous stuff. So don't miss out. Great music, great venue. You can have a beer as well in the ancient city of Deva. It's all good. You know, there's nothing bad to say. Follow all of those Soundbox promotions as much as you possibly can. I would, and I intend to. You can probably find us sort of just like lurking around in St. Mary's most of the time, I think, during that period. Also, it's worth mentioning, I was so delighted to see in Chester last Saturday, Mersey Morris, and they were performing in Bridge Street. And I just love to see Mersey Morris turn up in Chester. It just changes the atmosphere just by the cross there or in Watergate, whenever they can get a bit of space, you know, and doing their stuff. And they did pass out a leaflet, actually, and they're here, there, and everywhere. For example, they're playing the harp in Little Neston, which is really good. I know Little Neston very well. They're playing the Red Fox in Thornton Hough. They're actually playing the Refreshment Rooms, which is the old ferry terminus for the Rock Ferry Terminal, the ferry terminal. Don't know if you've ever been there. It's really nice. It's in Rock Park. They're playing the Fox and Hounds in Barnston. They're playing in Eastham. Anyway, I won't go on, ad nauseum, but there's a full set of gigs for Mersey Morris cropping up throughout the spring and the summer. And I'll remember, you know, weather permitting, of course, that is, isn't it? You know, you don't want to be dancing in the rain. At least you haven't got an electric guitar that you'd have to unplug. But I'll keep you posted about them because they're really good. And if you get onto their website, it's just merseymorris.com. You can find all of these details out. I just think you see them in Chester, it means spring's on its way, you know? It's a bit funky, really, isn't it? It's really interesting. Really interesting. Okay, on with the motley. I received a smashing track, a really lovely track a week or so ago from Merseyside-based singer-songwriter Grace Elizabeth Harvey. It's currently only available as a download as Grace is still finalising her EP, which is a collection of her own songs, and should be released this coming spring. The EP is going to be entitled Other Faith. So I just think you should hear this. This is great. Grace Elizabeth Harvey. A download single taken from the forthcoming EP, Other Faith, and the song is entitled Birdsong.
I sang to a bird today and it sang to me back. I think I convinced it that I have all I lack. I was calling out its name, a connection all the same on the brink. And just as a familiar song or echo will become, I think that it saw me basking in the sun, an alien, a stranger that doesn't know the ways of being a bird in nature and singing every day, That cold goodbye and watchful eye, I never will forget the day me and that poor bird met. And I don't know why I always feel that I am lonesome beyond repair. I'm a songbird that will never reach the air. I took off my winter clothes and let the summer come. Nature all around me, but grounded by my thumbs. The birds, they knew my weakness, that I was earthbound, wingless in their world. And all of my sun-soaked days, I couldn't help but think, when was it that humans began to go and sing? My second voice, my freedom, that seems to cross the line between the other creatures and us, a humankind. That sad divorce and my remorse for being all too wise to sing, but to never really know why. I do know that I wish that I could fly, and I'm lonesome beyond belief, as I'm a songbird that will never take the leap. Oh, lonesome beyond belief, as I'm a songbird. I'm a songbird that would never take the leap. Oh,
oh, I like that very much, very much. And if the rest of Other Faith, the EP, is as good as that, I expect the name Grace Elizabeth Harvey to be circulated quite a bit during 2025, especially as Grace is to tour once the EP is released. So keep us posted about stuff, Grace, if you possibly can. Really nice track, Birdsong, by Grace Elizabeth Harvey. Have you seen A Complete Unknown yet? New Dylan biopic. I love it, really. I just think it's absolutely brilliant. But don't go expecting it to be a biopic, because it's not. So I've just contradicted myself there, haven't I? It's a Complete Unknown is far more creative than just a biopic. In fact, I think it's fascinating because beneath the New York folk veneer, it presents, I think, an idea that asks us to consider Dylan as a budding rock star, not folk icon. That was a necessary phase, but not the end of the story, so to speak, especially evident, I think, as the movie moves, or moves the story anyway, leads to and includes Newport 65. So I thought you might like to hear a couple of tracks on this show that greatly influenced the young Bob Dylan. And they're not folk tracks. The first is from the late 1950s, actually recorded in 1956 to be precise, and is this. I just think it's wonderful.
So far away. Well, 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 oh.
Yes, so yes, they tell me.
And all they tell me now.
So yes, they tell me.
I got a home.
So yes,
got a home.
They tell me.
Beyond the sky.
So yes, they tell me.
Well, well. They tell me,
oh, yes, they tell me,
whoa,
yes,
far, far away,
yes, oh, yes, they tell me,
oh, yes,
oh, yes, they tell me,
Lord, oh, they tell me now,
oh, yes, they tell me,
well, well, no storm.
Yes.
Will in a world, oh,
they tell me,
world in a world, in a light in day.
Oh, that's great. Uncloudy Day by the Staple Singers. Mavis Staples, great vocals. Fantastic reverb guitar from her dad, Pops. Fantastic, fantastic. You know, Dylan fell in love with Mavis. He fell in love with her voice to begin with. Before he moved to New York, he was a big fan. But then they met and he fell in love with her and told Pop Staples he wanted to marry her. And she thought he was cute and had nice curly hair, she said. And Mavis shared correspondence with him as well. You know, they wrote to each other. But she much later stated that although she, you know, she really did like him, you know, really liked him a lot, she probably, and I quote, dodged a bullet. Which I think is a great way of saying it. Oh, gosh. I don't think she would have been able to keep up with him, whatever he was up to at that time. Great story and a great influence. And I think that's a really interesting development film-wise that's come out, because it's not, you know, it's not really telling us that Dylan's going to develop as a folk artist, that he's going to actually turn into a modern day rock star, which is exactly the path that he took. Really interesting. Okay, a pick now from my producer, Ian Beecham. We were very interested to hear of a new Seth Lakeman album, and it's entitled The Granite Way and was released a couple of weeks ago on the 14th of Feb. It's self-produced, self-released on his own Honor Oak Records and was recorded in 1 week. This sounds like a bit more like the old Seth that I'm a big fan of. A group of longtime collaborators as well, including Benji Kirkpatrick, for example. And Seth's on the road at the moment, and he has about a dozen dates so far, including, I think it was a couple of days ago from when we were recording this, in Shrewsbury. So, Ian's first selection, he's decided to select these, as I mentioned before, is an absolute belter, Black Fox.
Flying.
Oh, that's more like it, Seth. You've got your mojo back there, kid. That's fantastic. That's much more like it. That funky fiddle playing. Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Black Fox, Seth Lakeman, from the brand new album, The Granite Way. We'll play another track from that album before the hour or so is out. Really good stuff. That I'm so pleased that that's come out well for him. And I do like this idea of stripping it back. Just strip it back and start, you know, have a session and then record that session. What could be better in the folk scene than that, really? Well done, Seth. Another new, or perhaps not completely new, release now. This is a bit complicated. But one I'm very taken with is really interesting. I read about it a while back in Songlines magazine, where it was described as a, quote, sublimely powerful and lingering experience. But being digital only, I then sort of promptly forgot all about it. You know, because you don't, if you don't have the thing there, well, I'm a bit like that anyway. But I was then sent a copy by those lovely people at Burnham only a week or so ago. And, well, it does do what it says on the tin, so to speak. It's a really interesting experiential album. It's from Aberdeenshire multimedia artist, singer and producer Fiona So Paing. That's P-A-I-N-G. The album is entitled Sand, Silt, Flint. You'd have to say that quite carefully, I think, wouldn't you? And it's just brilliant. This is a classic example of this album, The Ballad of John Hosey.
Tuck the sun, come tuck the wind, fill us table of our desire. Ale and bannocks we'll never eat, never taste and the sweating feast. Buck fair harlot, you never came. Now here's Dundon, I cry your name. Oh, John Hosey, come marry me here, fire the rowans grow by the side of Benny. Sweet blooming to seven winters deep, till another one day I wait, and to this hillside bower I laid. Then back for capture the day you came to our hillside. You cried my name. Oh, sweet Jeannie, I'll marry thee. Here fire the rowans grow by the side of Benai. Oh, my Johnny, your head's no seer. The hour to promise is name me. 7 days journey away and glad to see your genie here again. Of this day long and 7 long years, but now this house I flows with your tears.
just love that. Absolutely love it. Fiona So Pang and the Ballad of John Hosey from her new hard copy now release, Sand, Silt, Flint. It was originally released as a digital-only album in 2022, and as previously stated, it received some real acclaim in Songlines magazine, but it's now available in hard copy. Stirring stuff, that. This kind of thing I'd like to hear, you know, in an art gallery or something somewhere, rather than a theatre, you know, get in front of some really great artwork and do that. Wonderful stuff. Ballad of John Hosey by Fiona So Pang. Speaking of stirring new releases, this one is genuinely new and is not even out yet, actually. It has a release date of 14th of March, but the good offices of Jane Brace dispatched an early copy to me the other day. Thanks so much for that, Jane. It's from celebrated singer-songwriter Reg Muros. We're a friend of Reg's on this programme, aren't we? It's entitled Fire and Dust, A Woody Guthrie Story, and was commissioned by none other than The Who's Pete Townshend. Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? It's really good. Yeah, I would never have thought that. Take a listen anyway to the opening track from the album, which is probably going to vie, I think the album is going to vie with a handful of others for Folk Album 2025, really. This is Reg Muros, great singer, great instrumentalist, and a tribute to Woody Guthrie, Fire and Dust.
You are the voice, you are the call. You are the word of one and all. You who know a lesson learned in fire upon your heart is burned. You heard the little shoe shine. His harp of sorrow, harp of joy, and vowed his song of slavery. You'd make a song of liberty. Fire and dust, you drove you west. The poverty of righteousness. He made the peaches on the tree and plucked your mother's mind from thee. Is this same God in who you trust? The God of fire, the God of picture show. You've learned more than she'd ever know. The little man, his cane and curls against a cruel and unjust world. At 17, you hit the rails among the fallen and the failed, and the little warrior's working girls, a soldier jerk with songs and curls. Is this same God in who you trust? The God of fire, the God of who got no home, so they'd never ride the tracks alone. But
from Mobile Mac and Denver Fly. You sang the hobo's lullaby. Is this same God in who you trust? The God of fire, the God of dust. Is this same God in who
produced by Pete Townsend, who also plays on two of the tracks on this album. That's the title track, Fire and Dust, from Reg Muros's soon-to-be-released tribute album to Woody Guthrie. And it should do very, very well. The band actually launched the album. The band are actually called Reg Muros and The Strike. And they launched the album at Bush Hall this week, I think, in London. Really interesting stuff, that. And you'll be hearing more of that from us, but I think generally across the folk scene, Reg Muros's name is going to be bandied around quite a bit, particularly, actually, and the mainstream media will pick up on the fact that Pete Townsend is involved in it as well. But the album's really good. I do recommend it to you. Okay, second pick now from my producer, Ian Beecham, from Seth Lakeman's brand new album, The Granite Way. This is Charlotte Diamond.
Since we were young, my love and me, we strode the wildness by the sea. Two souls seemed forever free. Me and my Charlotte Diamond, we thought our lives would stay that way. We never knew there'd come the day when all our dreams would go astray. I'd lose my Charlotte Diamond. The river flows within my heart. For you and I would never part. Ripples flashing through my mind. It's the flooding waters rise. Searched the highland through and more to find a precious diamond. They found it by the water there. Ash grey cheeks and blood-stained hair. The sad remains are made so fair. The crushing of a diamond. For the river flows within my heart. For you and I will never part. Ripples flashing through my mind. It's the flooding waters ride. Thank you. precious diamond.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? Charlotte Diamond from Seth Lakem from his brand new album, The Granite Way, and he's on tour at the moment. I hope he had some more dates to the tour, although he might be just, you know, testing the water a little bit, because I think he's back on form, really. With all due respect, it's taken a while, I think, to my ears anyway. But all artists have their highs and lows, don't they? And you can even tell from Seth's playing that he's truly enjoying himself, I think. Good stuff, that. Seth Lakeman, great. Another album that sounds like the artist is having fun is Liz Over's Nightjar, from which I selected a track last time. It was the traditional Cruel Sister. I really like this album. So this is another Liz Over's track. It's the opening track, which I find very absorbing, really absorbing. It's called Prayer to the Year.
Still the moon.
that. I like that. I do recommend this album to you. Really do. Liz Overs, O-V-E-R-S. The album is called Nightjar, and that's Prayer to the Year. I really like this album. Really interesting stuff. Very, very absorbing, really, musically speaking. Excellent stuff. I'll play more of Liz Overs. I think you'll like the entire album. We'll try and play it all in single tracks. It'd be good that rather than, you know, ram a couple of things at you, you know, let's just do it gradually. Speaking of that, let's have another track cited as a great influence on the young Bob Dylan. Really interesting stuff, this. He became something of a blues fanatic once he got over his Buddy Holly fixation as a kid. And this one is an absolutely classic example of how a country blues number works very nicely as a piece of blues rock. And then, you know, as we discover later on, heavy rock. Because Cream adapted it a couple of years after Dylan's Electric Newport appearance. It's from 1930 and recorded by OK Records. This is the Mississippi Sheiks and Sitting on Top of the World.
I'm sitting on top of the world. Was in the spring, one summer day, just when she left me, she's gone to stay. But now she's gone, I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. Then you come here running, holding up your hand. Can't get me a woman, quick as you get a man. But now she's gone, I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. I didn't know your name. Why should I worry and prayer in vain? But now she's gone, I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. Going to the station down in the yard. Come get me a freight train. Wake's done got hard. But now she's gone, I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. The lonesome days, they have gone by. Why should you beg me and say goodbye? But now she's gone, I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world.
Yeah, that's Bo Carter. Probably Bo Carter. Fiddle, Lonnie Chapman, and guitar, Walter Vincent, a.k.a. the Mississippi Sheeps and Sheiks and Sheeps. And Sitting on Top of the World, which was a Dylan favourite for sure. I mean, the irony of the song is all Dylan, really, in that. Okay, just time to say fare thee well, really. So let's go out with Leverett. Don't forget, Leverett are playing St. Mary's in Chester on the 11th of May. Be there or be square.